Tonight's shir, Simon Reshayim Beis, Se'if Hei Vav Zayin and Ches, Se'if Hei. Yayin Chai, Afilu Im Chozik, the Dori Achat Tlas Mayo. Yayin Chai, unadulterated wine. Even if it's strong enough that you can mix it 1 to 3, Perish Shorli Mosaic, it's fit to be mixed, 1 part wine, 3 parts water. So strong. Mekach and love, you can make kiddush on it without adding the water. Even though it would be fine to drink with 3 parts water, 1 part wine, you can make kiddush on it straight up. When we come makom yosit of the mozgal, but still it's better if you would mix it first with water. Ulevachi mozikuroi, provided you make sure it's an accurate, proper mixture. The Rama adds, v'yena shalonu, our wines, yosit term him below mozikuroi, they're actually better off without adding any water. So the Mechaber is describing a wine that's better off with water added, if it's in the right proportion. So Rama says, our wines, just leave them alone, they're good without any water. Mishtabur sifka and yud gimel, yosit tov the mozgo, it's better to mix it, hainu shu mitzvah in a mocha, that's the best way to do the mitzvah, if you dilute the strong wine. Sifka and yud al kirotwi properly, hainu, shleich lishenu yosim yidai, don't weaken it too much. V'amavorachin alayayin she'ein bo ela mesikus ba'alma, if you dilute it so much, you make a brach on wine that really, it just has a little sweet water flavor. It's like water that's sweetened. Mevarchin levatolo. It's a brach levatolo. V'enem yoyis mekiddush, you're not yoyis mekiddush on that. V'ayamashak asal, come here, look we right ahead. Sivov. Yein simukim, mekachin olav. Raisin wine is fit for kiddush. V'amos says, v'hu, sheish ben lachluchis kitsas below shuya. Provided the raisins are still a little moist. There's some moisture in the raisin without soaking it. Mishtabur Sifkan says, Rav Yain Simukim. Raisin wine, Hanashanasa Hayayin Me Anavim Shinistamku. You're going to make the wine from grapes that dried out. Bein Shinistamku Mechama, whether they dried in the sun, or they told us, or whether you dried it with heat, oven, and the like. After the Inyan Nesachim, Eimavim Mehen Lechatchila, even though for the Mizbeach, to put Nesachim on the Mizbeach, you're not going to use raisin wine. You come welcome the Kiddush Kosher. Nonetheless, it is fit for Kiddush. For Oifen Asiyasanhu, what is the way to make this raisin wine? Shalokeach Hatzimukin, you take the raisins, V'koishon, and you crush them, V'noisten Aleim Mayim, and then you add water, V'toiseis, and it will ferment. Oz nikru yayin achash nishtar shlosha yamim. So it's called wine after it sits for 3 days. Sharatzin Chav Gilman points out that even though there is an opinion that you don't have to crush the raisins before you add the water, you could just add the water, he says, l'chatchila b'vadai, one should be careful because there's indications from the Rif that you have to squeeze the raisins too. It's not enough just to soak the raisins without kushon, without crushing them or squeezing them first. Sifkan design. Mikach and olav, we can make kiddush on the raisin wine. Kasa b'sefer b'chor shor. The sefer b'chor shor writes, v'fimashem avo or le'el, b'simen reish dal tzifhei b'ago. Based on what we learned back in simen reish dal tzifhei in the Ramah that talks about making wine. The echad mishisha yayin b'mayim, that if it's 6 parts water to wine, vadai batel, at that point, the wine is null and void. You have 7 parts, 1 wine, 6 water, it's bottle. You can't make a bar pia goffin. After Khan, so too over here. Sarach li zohir, one should be careful. To have so much raisins to the ratio of water, that the raisins are more than a sixth of the ratio to the water. Because if not, it's going to knock, the raisins aren't better than wine itself. And if it's 1 part wine to 6 part water, it's bottle. So if it's 1 part raisin to 6 part water, it's also going to be bottle. So make sure that you don't have such a small amount of raisins. It's not going to be better than if the raisins were wine themselves. Because if the mesha'arinun es godet simukun kamoshun es havu achar shenafchu aide hamayim. Then this is a chiddush. We calculate the size of the raisins in the ratio to water based on their size after they've swollen by soaking in the water. You don't look at the way they are when they go in the water at first. The Yad Ephraim disagrees with this. Derech Chaim also, that can't be. You calculate by the size of the raisin when you add the water. Not by how the raisins swell after. The swelling just comes from the water that goes inside. And again, from the way the Mishnah Berurah words this, he puts the Bechor Shor and has an aval, but the Arafayim and the Chachayim disagree. It's clear he's learning that way, that you have to go by the size of the raisins when they go in the water, not after they've swollen. Vihine. Yesh poskin shesoivim. The kosman sheyesh botam yain yain miki. There are poskim who hold that as long as it tastes like wine, it is wine. Look in your Adas and Kuchav Gimel. Mikol malkam kavei shemayim izor v'zeh. But your shemayim will be careful with this. Tifar nifsek be your Adas and Kuf lamed dalad sifhei. Ule el b'sin reish dalad sifhei ba'gal. The balubech and the shisha b'mayim. The lemais of the psak in your Adas and in Arachayim reish dalad is that if it's six parts water, one part wine, it's too much. It's bottle. Ustam yayin shalonu yesh bo bevad eshir hazav yuchakashav. Now our wine is not a problem. There's certainly a sufficient amount of wine in ratio to water that it's not a problem and you can make kiddush on it. Vayim ber locha mashakasal b'shem tshuvas mishknes yankiv. And look at ber locha, what we write in the name of tshuvas mishknes yankiv. In the ber locha, he says, l'chayra, why are we calculating the ratio of water to raisin? The ratio should be it should be six times of the water against the liquid that comes out of the raisin, but not the whole raisin. So he says, maybe because we don't know how much it is, so a mekel, as if the entire raisin is filled with this lachluchas, v'doichik, and that's very hard to accept. Then I found Shuas Mishkas Yankiv, they take a hole to Hachmer. Don't go by the raisin. Go by the liquid that's in the raisin. And he goes on to say it should be a 1-4 ratio. Like it says, we said in our Mechaber and Sifhei, three parts water, one part wine. So three parts water, one part the juice that's left in the raisin. So the Mishnah Berurah in the Be'er Lo'ach HaTaka says, he doesn't bring this to the Mishnah Berurah. He just says, look in the Mishnah, Yankiv, what I wrote there, because it's a Pichumah. You can't even look at the raisin, you have to look at the liquid in the raisin. So the Be'er Lo'ach says, there's no question, if someone has the ability and has the wherewithal, he should get a Yayin Tov for Yofa L'Kiddush, get a good quality wine, to be Yotze Kish, Yotze all the Chashoshes. All the Chashoshes, take care of all the problems, the kind of Mitzvah Namuvchor. But the fact is, there are poskim who hold that as long as it tastes like wine, it's already wine. And Mamela, we're not going to be machmir against all the shitas who are mekel to go with this Mishkas Yankiv. But the Evid, if you have no choice, we'll be samech on the other shitas. We'll go by this, the raisin itself. Mishnah Berurah Sifkad Yud Zayin. Lachluchas Ketzas. The Ramah says, make sure there's some moisture in these raisins without soaking it. That's what I meant to say. If you can't get any liquid out of this raisin, even if you stamp on it with your foot, or you atzim bekeira, or you weigh down on it with a beam, the only way it gets any liquid is by soaking it. That's not good for kiddush. And don't make a barpir gofen either. It can't be that dry. Siv zayin. Shimra yayin ochar tzarnim shenosn aleihamayim. Sediment of wine or seeds of the grapes that you add water to it. If you can make a bar pigafen on it, then the you can make kiddush also. I am asking Reish Dalet Sif, hey, look back in Reish Dalet Sif, hey, where the Shulchan Aruch discusses all the requirements of how many times you can use the sediment and the seeds to make actual wine afterwards. Mr. Bruce of Gotten Yud Chesva, I am the El Sin Reshdal, look back to Reshdal, the Shomavar, Eze Shimayar, Mechatsash Roch HaLem, there it's clarified which sediment can be used, which seeds can be used to actually end up being Bar Pigofen. So the Mechaber here is not going to get into what's Bar Pigofen. It's not, he's just saying, if you look in Hichas Brachas, and it qualifies for Bar Pigofen, it'll qualify for Kiddush. If it doesn't qualify for Bar Pigofen, it's not going to be Kiddush. Siv Ches. We will make kiddush on wine that has been cooked, or wine that has honey added. V'yesh am, some say no, shem akashem, you do not use it for kiddush. And again, following the way the Mechaber sets it up, stam v'yesh oimim, you see that his main opinion is that it is fine. That it's fine for kiddush, even if you added sweeteners, even if you cook it. But there is a yesh oimim who disagrees. The Ramah says, v'minig l'kadoshav, the minig is to use it for kiddush, afilu yesh l'yayin achar, even if you have a different wine. But it's not as good as the wine that has been cooked or has been sweetened with honey. So if the better wine is the cooked wine or the sweetened wine, we'll use that. If the better wine is the one that isn't, then fakir, then the yitz, even the yeshom, we take the better wine that wasn't cooked. Mishtabur, sif katan, yud tes. Ayayim avoshel v'chul, you can make kiddush on cooked wine. Svir lehe, this view holds. The ayude kolze in mishtan hayar legrei yisol. By cooking it or adding honey, it doesn't ruin the wine. Vayesh oimem svirlu the yeshom holds the mishtan legrei yisol. No, you've changed it and you've downgraded it. Vafil the barpia gofrim of arachaleim el shahakol. The second view holds it's not even barpia gofrim. It's shahakol. Sevkan chav sheyesh bo devash. If it has honey, kein konditon. There's a wine we call konditon. Shenasim yain devash a pulpulin. It's made from wine and honey and pepper. Even if it does alter the flavor and the aroma, it's still wine, a flavored wine. The Yeshua says, no, you can't make kiddush on it. Even a drop or two of honey, you killed it. Those people who want to add made the vash into the wine, or to sweeten it, or they wanted some sugar. Yesh lahachlif yidavav. According to this, yesh omrim, you've downgraded the wine. You've downgraded the wine by doing that. Sifkan chav beis lekadesh olav. The meaning is to use of a kiddush. Valkein therefore, mutu levashel hatzimukin ulasanein hayan lekadesh olav. It would be permitted to cook the raisins and strain the wine and then use it for kiddush. Others say, even if you cooked the raisins in water, that's not wine yet. It's not wine until it sits to ferment for 3 days. We will take the sweetened wine or the cooked wine if the other is not as good. But if they are the same, then you should be choishish. You should concern yourself with the second view. That's machmir not to use v'kiddush. Well, in bracha, as far as the bracha goes, kvanisik le'el b'pshitas, b'simen reish beis sifaf, this is already paskin clearly, simply, in simen reish beis, to mevarach le'el bar piagofen. We will say bar piagofen on wine that has been cooked or that has sweeteners added. The notes bring that the yesh omrim is discussing wine that has been cooked, and by cooking it, you are ruining it. But when it comes to pasteurizing, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said that l'kol ha'deyos, even the yesh oim would agree that's not called cooked, and the bracha is barpia gofen, since it doesn't have any change in flavor, it doesn't change in its volume, everything is caught and trapped. V'chein da'as ha'gadol b'yoshev, Yoshev also said that pasteurizing, it does not change its status or its flavor, and therefore it's going to be wine for begoffen, and at the same time, it's bechal de gezeres chazal, that a non-Jew can't touch it either. So they hold that pasteurization is not bishul. Some bottles will say, mevushul al yedei pistur. That's called mevushul because it was pasteurized. So the notes are saying, kontribushul zalman and Rabbi Yosha, that's not good enough. Mevushul through pasteurization is not mevushul. That's not called mevushul.